This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Ash Wednesday. Do you say it like that?
All I do is I give everybody a public service announcement that if you see somebody with ashes on their forehead, please don't lick your, thumb and try to wipe it off and tell them, oh my God, you got something on your forehead. Because I've seen that happen and it's very offensive.
Absolutely great advice.
Thank you.
Jamie, thank you.
Yeah, we're a public service entity here.
You know, I would never remember that every year, but you seem to remember it very vividly.
Yeah, well, because I watched somebody do it to somebody and they were mortified. So don't go home and tell your wife she's got some black stuff on her on her forehead. Lick it and try to.
Now, yesterday was Fat Tuesday. Did you fatten up any? Did you fatten up? Anybody fatten up yesterday?
I've never eaten so much food in my life.
Did you really?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yep.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I wasn't expecting that. I thought that maybe you didn't.
Nope, I went full throttle because I'd bought groceries.
Yeah.
And so I ate, look at this. This is what makes me mad about King Soopers.
What is it?
Okay? It's celery.
Well, that's not a Fat Tuesday menu item. Celery?
I ate more celery and watermelon than I ever have in my life.
Jamie, that is not Fat Tuesday.
Can I just bitch about something real quick? So I got a bunch of like fruits and vegetables and stuff like that. And so one of the things is pre-cut celery. And they put it in this plastic cup with peanut butter, okay? They give you a little thing of peanut butter that you can dip your celery in, right? So I open it. I'm like, okay, this is going to be delicious. And then I open it, and in the middle of it, they've cut the one celery stalk. They've cut the top of the celery stalk off, the one with the leaves, and they've stuck it in the middle and hid it around little chunks of celery. What a ripoff!
You kind of deserve it.
No, I don't!
People that buy that stuff in those containers like that that they've cut up for you, it's way expensive.
It was $3.
I'm just saying.
$3 for celery. One stalk of celery.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying you kind of deserve
it. But I got the peanut butter.
I've never tried peanut butter and celery.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Good?
I like cream cheese better.
Yeah, a lot of people do the both.
Yeah, but peanut butter is fine. Yeah, it's $3. It says fresh cut in-store celery and peanut butter cup. But they put the stalk in the middle. What a crock of crap that was. Anyway, I ate a lot.
Write a letter.
I will. I kept the stalk, and we had to take a picture and send it to him.
Are you really?
Wait, it's a ripoff.
You're going to go that far with it over celery in a
are you kidding?
Bucket.
That is ridiculous.
Honestly, they'll probably give you a refund.
Yeah, they
probably
will. They are pretty good about that. Because one time my organic apples had a wax coating on them. Really? And that's organic? I don't think so.
And you got a refund?
Yeah, I did.
On waxed apples.
Yes. If they were waxy, they're not organic.
I'm a lazy refunder.
When I
get something that needs to be taken back, I never take it back. I'm a lazy refunder.
Well, all you have to do is tweet it, and they give you a refund.
I'm lazy. I can't even tweet it, Jamie. It just, once I realized that I've been taken or hosed, you know, I didn't get what I wanted, I just toss it aside and move on. I don't
rich.
I don't let it consume me. All right, Colorado Pint Day is today. I don't know how all these breweries make it.
I don't either.
I don't get it. I mean, there's over 100, and I know a lot have closed, but there's over 100 participating today in this pint day, which you pay a reduced price. You get a pint, a glass, and all this stuff.
Don't you take your glass, like, brewery to brewery or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never participated. I don't know exactly. All I'm saying is this. How do we support so many breweries? How much beer are we drinking in this town?
Well, I will tell you this. As far as the National Baseball League goes, we're fifth in the country.
Oh, we are.
For beer consumption.
I think when it comes to breweries, we might be number one.
Yeah.
As far as how many
are here.
Per capita,
I think we are.
Yeah, because you have a lot with these ski resorts and stuff in these towns, okay? So there's a lot out there, but it's not a cheap venture to be in. Didn't we know somebody here that had a brewery?
Yeah, Taya's and her husband owned Grist.
And the equipment, the ingredients, I mean, you've got to do it right in order for it to work. And all of it's so expensive. I don't know how they make it.
Oh, it's crazy. Well, they don't have that anymore. They don't have theirs anymore, but they sold it or something. I can't remember what they did. But anyway, yeah, and then you have all the byproducts. I didn't even realize that. You have byproducts from breweries and like kind of like, I don't know, beer sludge or something.
Yeah.
And you have to find a way to get rid of that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what you do with it.
I don't either.
Maybe it works on a garden or something.
I think it does.
Yeah.
You find farmers to take it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
I don't know.
Well, happy beer day. Happy beer day to all. All right. You complained about that. This is not a complaint, okay? This is just, I'm just astounded by this. T-Mobile has sent me a bill. Because I switched from T-Mobile. I wasn't unhappy with T-Mobile at all. They're good. They really are good. But I'm an Xfinity guy because, you know, I endorse them.
Right, right.
So I made the switch because of that reason. Now, Jamie endorses T-Mobile, okay, or did for a while. Mm-hmm. And they're a good company. This is not a complaint about them. But they sent me a bill, the final bill that they, you know, itemize at the end where, you know, how much you owe. I owe them 1 penny.
Let me see that.
A penny?
Check this out. I owe one.
Oh my God! Point.
One penny.
One penny. I see it. I'm looking at it. You don't have to. I'm right here.
This
see it.
Bill is 4 pages. Every line says 0000. One penny.
That is total your final due, one penny.
Now, if I don't pay this,
yeah.
Well, they send me to collections.
Well, you 100%. Know, here's the problem is obviously their systems don't have any kind of catch on them, like, you know, something over 10 cents or whatever. Because to me, I program it where over 10 cents, it doesn't send out a bill because that's just not economically.
Well,
like,
it costs more
smart.
To send it.
Correct. And so I would write that in the program. So they obviously haven't done that, which means that they haven't caught their glitch. And so that could be sent to collections, technically, I guess.
I'm going
to
test it.
No,
I'm not gonna
don't.
Pay it.
No,
over
just
a penny?
Get a piece
I'm
of tape.
No.
Get a piece of tape and a penny and just put it, stick it on there. Because I mean, you don't like literally even a transaction, electronic transaction uses more energy.
I know. One friggin' penny.
Yeah, that is crazy.
What did you think though that if I do let it go to collections, okay, somebody at collections will flag this and say, give me a break. We're not doing this. Well, we're not going to collect on this dude for 1 penny.
It wouldn't be worth it wouldn't be worth their time unless they're going to get late fees, which, you know, $30 here, $20, and then they get enough money.
They just piled on.
And it's like you're
top.
The joke at the collection agency.
This guy owed a penny. Now he owes $5,000.
When I first saw this, I thought of your royalty check.
Yeah.
Because you often get a check for that movie you did. Yeah. Rockstar, by the way, mm-hmm. folks, if you haven't seen it yet.
Starring Jennifer Aniston, Mark Wahlberg, and Jamie White.
It's a great movie.
But you got to really wait till the end, see all the outtakes, because that's where Jamie really shines.
That's where I shine.
Yeah, she shines. But she gets a royalty check every now and then. And it's what, a penny?
Sometimes it's been a penny.
It's been a penny before.
Been a penny.
When I got this bill, I thought, maybe I'll take Jamie's check she gets in royalties and pay my penny bill.
I have that Warner Brothers check, the one that was for a penny. I have have it. I have it stapled in my garage because I think it, I have that and my COVID test that's positive. I have weird stuff in my garage on the walls. I have my positive COVID test right on the corner, and then underneath. Now think of that. That's my snot right there hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
And then underneath that, I have a Warner Brothers check for one penny. It's
great.
Like my museum in my garage.
My wife, when she opened up this bill for one penny, she laughed and laughed and laughed. Like, what do you do? Do you go over to their store, just drop a penny on the counter?
I know, right?
With the bill? What do you do with it?
That is so weird. I think you call them. Maybe just call them.
Come on, we can clear this up, can't we?
Yeah, they can just zero it out, right? I mean, unless she, that would be interesting. You got to like call them and say that you're going to record them and see what she tells you to do. Will you do that so we know?
Yes.
I want closure on this.
You know
this.
What? That might be a great idea because I can do it on my phone. I could just record the call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might do that.
And
I might
tell see, her that you're recording it.
Yeah. Maybe I start an argument with them. You know what? You take that penny and shove it up your.
Well, I don't. You don't need
just to see how far they go with it. Just, you know, just to be that guy. Be that guy.
That would be interesting to see what the outcome is. Yeah, so do that.
Carson watched the Meghan Markle show last night on Netflix. He loved it.
Loved.
Oh, my gosh.
Five stars.
He won't shut up about it off air. It's just Markle. I'm so sick
of
hearing about it.
Did you hear what he said to me?
What?
Jamie, I swear to God, you're not even going to believe this, but you could make the pasta salad.
No kidding.
Yeah. He said it's amazing. He and Brie made it last night after watching the show. They loved it.
It's so simple.
The Markle reviews are not that good this morning from what I'm seeing, but Carson loved it. And he'll give you the best parts of the show so that you can see it coming.
Yep.
When you're watching the show. We'll do it next right here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Can't wait. Can't wait.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Okay, let's do this first, but then we got to get to Meghan Markle.
Wait, I know, but I got to say a happy birthday to Tinley. My God.
All right, go ahead.
I happy birthday, Tinley.
Happy birthday.
It's her birthday again?
Well, it was actually yesterday. You're right.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
But then we were in the middle of something. I was like, happy birthday, Tinley, like yesterday, and then I cussed, and then it was just a debacle, so I didn't get a chance to really say it correctly.
Oh, that's right. You used the S word
I
there.
I did. Yeah.
Boy,
yesterday.
That was a bad little
flub. Well, you didn't even hear it. You went, what? And I was like, nothing.
Well, I'm deaf.
I know.
I got that tendonitis stuff.
You do. You need to go to all those doctors that are women.
I got that ringing in my ears.
Although I did see, and I think I mentioned this, all those doctors that are women, the ear doctor place, they added one poor dude in the lineup. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
So it's all women, and there's like 20 of them, right? They all deal with this ear issue. And then there's one poor guy like...
He probably threatened to sue him because he didn't have a dude on
maybe,
there.
Maybe,
you know,
so,
you know how that works.
Yeah, we do.
All right, let's get to Meghan Markle. Last night, it was the debut of the Netflix series. What's it called again?
With love.
Yep. With love. With love. Meghan Markle. Oh, yeah.
Is this the theme song or something?
Yeah, this is the intro to the show.
Nice.
We're going to hear her come in here
like
and give us...
breath of spring you came.
Oh. A lot of blackberries. They come in fast.
This is her, yeah.
So it's a little bit of a daily job this time of year to harvest berries.
She's making jam.
It's a lot of fruit.
It's her jam.
Yeah. Because jelly doesn't shake like that.
Like a breath of spring.
What?
I don't know. It's some saying about jam. It's jam because jelly doesn't shake that way. Woo-hoo.
What?
All right, listen.
Wait, what?
It's something.
I thought it was jelly because jelly shakes that way, not jam.
I don't know.
Jelly would shake. Jam wouldn't,
Fidel,
right?
Can you look up jelly and jam shaking? See what the real saying is?
I don't know.
I think it's used in strip clubs a lot.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I think it's a strip club thing.
It's a creepy saying.
Yeah, I think so. But
It must be jelly because jam doesn't shake like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You said it the opposite.
Oh.
Let's make some jam.
Okay.
All right, Carson. Big Meghan Markle fan.
Huge.
Come on. I mean, Suits, come on. I mean, one of the best shows on planet.
God.
And
I mean,
she was phenomenal in that.
All right. So it's all yours, buddy. All right, watched it.
My only regret is that I could only get through the first episode. That's it. I didn't have time to watch them all.
Oh, wow.
But I cannot wait to watch them all. Like the blueberries, I don't even know about the blueberries yet. All I know is the first episode starts off and she's beekeeping.
She's a beekeeper.
She's a beekeeper. She's been doing this for years. Apparently, I didn't even know this. Did you know that bees, they only live 4 to 6 weeks?
Whoa!
That's it.
Really?
That's it.
And she learned this over her 1 year of beekeeping?
Oh, she learned a ton of stuff. I mean, they literally have a ton of honey that they made in this beehive, and they harvested it. She made candles with her friend. They came over.
Oh, beeswax?
She melted down the beeswax.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. They put it in a pot. They melted it down the old-fashioned way, and then they made candles.
Oh.
This is like watching Pinterest.
It really is.
Come to life.
I mean, come
right
on.
In front of you.
And it's just a genuine honey smell. Because you could almost smell it through the TV.
Yeah.
You know, like I felt like I was there.
And so did you go to the cupboard and find your little bear and start sniffing
you
him?
You know what? You know what? I poured some honey just to see the consistency, see if it was the same as on the show.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, I have fake honey.
Right.
They had genuine honey that was just harvested from a bee.
I did not expect this. I thought this show was going to flop. I said it yesterday.
Well,
nobody's going to watch it. It's going to probably flop. He loved it. Carson loved it. I can't wait to see.
TMZ gave it horrible ratings.
Did they?
Yeah, and they said that we always try to take up for Megan because we feel like she's picked on, but we just can't in this case.
You know what? Harvey doesn't know what he's talking about, okay? Let me go on record. This is one of the best shows. I would guarantee to say this is better than Suits.
Whoa!
And Suits is one of my all-time favorite shows.
A lot of
shows.
People love Suits.
I mean,
no kidding.
Phenomenal.
I did not expect this from you. I thought you'd come in and it'd be kind of, because I know you're a Markle fan, so I know that you would lean to give it a chance.
She has a special place in my heart, yes.
Yeah. Well, I know that, but I'm just saying. And I didn't realize that it would be such a teaching show. You know?
Oh, no, and then the coolest thing ever is like, and you know, you would think that this is all the stuff, like, who's actually going to go harvest beeswax and do all this honey stuff? I actually looked up, it just sparked something in me, Hudson Gardens, I don't know if you know this, but they actually do community beekeeping. You can have a beehive at Hudson Gardens, and I think I'm going to apply and see if I can start doing this. You
Are
can
you
do
serious?
It. I swear this is a thing at Hudson Gardens.
Really?
Yes, it's a community beehive, and you can go and have a beehive at Hudson Gardens. You just have to apply for it and actually get accepted into the program.
I hope we can push this forward.
Wow.
You can be a beekeeper and have
Dude,
the outfit.
I want to get the suit and everything, man. I want to make my own candles.
Yeah, and jam.
And jam. You can make so many things. And then, and you would think, you know, she's making all this extravagant food. No, even Jamie can make something.
Take
a recipe from Meghan Markle, because even though you don't have an oven.
Even Jamie?
That was kind of
a slap.
Well, you don't have an oven that works. So, you know, cooking is very...
challenging?
Yeah, challenging for you.
Thanks for helping him.
So she made this pasta dish, and it's so simple. You just slice some tomatoes, right? Pour some olive oil all over it, and you put the pasta, uncooked pasta, okay, right on top. You put it in a skillet. It's an all-in-one skillet pasta.
Skillet?
Yeah.
Skillet pasta?
Yeah, skillet pasta. It's all in one. It's very simple. Then you put boiling hot water on the pasta. Let it sit. You don't have to do anything.
Okay, I did hear about this on TMZ, this pasta salad. They said it was the dumbest, simplest pasta salad you've ever heard it in your life, and they made it on a $20 million estate.
Meghan Markle is for the people. Okay? She's trying to cut costs.
Relatable. Oh, my God.
Like a breath of spring you came.
I have a lot of blackberries. They come in fast. So it's a little bit of a daily job this time of year to harvest berries.
All right, there you go. You've got the official review.
Oh, somebody said if she really had a special place in your heart, then you would know her name as Megan Sussex.
Oh. Megan, I am so sorry.
That's a big mistake. It really is.
I mean, she pointed out that it was the first thing she said last night.
I apologize. Say, Jamie, that your name is everything?
Your name is everything. It's all you own.
It's all you own.
It's all you really own.
Yeah, that's a big mistake.
That's why it's so offensive when BJ doesn't remember people's names.
Yeah,
is because your name is really like what you are about and what you know, what you represent. That's your name. And when you call somebody Nancy and her name is not Nancy, that was offensive to that woman.
No, you're dead right, Betty.
Her name is Jane. Yeah, she worked here for 20 years.
All right, I get it. I get it. All right,
and
so.
He called her Nancy, and she thought he was kidding.
Some of the reviews we're seeing not good. Carson says it's a must watch.
I don't know what they're talking about. They weren't watching the same show I was watching.
Or,
we really got to the core of Megan Sussex.
That was well said.
That was the core.
The core.
Wow. Huh. Wow.
All right, there you go. Might want to check that out on Netflix today. Work your day around
must
this one.
Must watch.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Jamie talks about everything but Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm so disappointed in Carson. I'm not. That's what it says on Text Tomato.
Oh, wow.
I'm so disappointed in Carson. Is Carson smoking weed? I thought he wasn't into that.
Oh, jeez.
Carson, what were you watching? I gave that show 2 minutes, and I had to bail. It was terrible. We're talking about the Meghan Markle series on Netflix.
Hey, no. To Carson's, to your defense on this, you can't really slam Carson if you just watch 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's true.
That's not fair. Yeah.
You didn't get the full effect of it.
Oh, right. You're taking up for Carson. That's
well,
sweet.
I'm just
I've never
saying
seen that happen.
Well, I'm a man of common sense.
Yeah.
And you cannot write us and call him names like you're calling him, and those are nasty names, by the way. You cannot do that. When you only saw 2 minutes, it's not fair.
Because, you know, a lot of people gave up on Yellowstone because the first episode was, it was hard to watch.
It was hard to watch.
But once you got past the first episode, it was like the best series ever. So it's kind of like that. You got to just give it some
time.
The
Meghan Markle series is like Yellowstone.
Listen.
These are cowboy sex.
Record, okay. Suits is one of my favorite shows, and it rivals Suits.
Do you see her boobs?
Yeah.
Because on Yellowstone, that's all you see is what's her name's boobs.
Yeah. Beth's.
Yeah. So do you see Markle's?
No, but she shows a lot of arm in the first episode, which I liked.
A lot of arm?
Yeah.
When she's cooking?
Yeah, she's mixing stuff.
That's kind
of weird. She's got no sleeves on. I'm like, oh, Megan.
Mark alarm.
Wow. Woo.
Some of that Sussex skin.
Yeah, that's
Duchess
hot.
Of Sussex arm.
Let's see here. Wow. Carson just came out of the closet again.
Oh,
wow. Well, there's no need for that.
Wow.
Can't you be cultured?
Let's see here. Wow. Is Carson still drunk from the Avs game last night?
I did go to the Avs game last night, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
That's why you only got to see one episode.
Yeah, I just had no time.
I'm not going to read that one. All right.
Yeah, there's some bad ones on
here. Well, you guys, you and BJ, Jamie, hate people so much. You two love for people to fail. I appreciate that Carson enjoys Megan.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it. I have no take on it at all.
You should watch it. You'd love it.
Carson, I watched a few episodes, and I also loved it. Everyone else are just haters and jealous of her.
Thank you.
Wow.
Preach. Maybe right. We can have a watch party together.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Hey, that would be cool for you to put together a watch party somewhere.
Yeah, we can all talk about it. It's like a book club.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Make the recipes.
Yeah. Or what's that game that my friends play that it sounds like Drunko?
Bunko.
Monko.
She calls it, she has to go to
Drunko
tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, put together a watch party, you and your buddies.
Yeah, that's
maybe
you
down
and your buddies.
Tracks or something.
You think any guys are going to watch? Is that the gay bar?
Yeah, it is. Oh, Jesus.
You and Tracks having a watch
here.
Party. I like that idea.
Yeah. Together a watch party at Tracks. Wouldn't that be awesome? Join Carson.
I am excited to hear about his beekeeping, though. I didn't know you could rent a beehive at Hudson Gardens.
Hudson Gardens. You can literally do your own beekeeping.
Did you see the beekeeping scene last night? Didn't look it up, and that's how you found
it? Yeah, it inspired me. I mean, she's making candles. She made a honey lemon cake.
Whoa.
That was the final thing that she made, and it's all from this honey. She made everything with honey.
What?
She's self-sustainable.
Think about that. Think about all the things she made. She made candles. She made cake. She made this pasta, put some honey in it. All kinds of stuff.
Man.
Wow. All right.
I mean, it is kind of an interesting thought that you can rent a hive.
Yeah.
My friends, they rent a horse stall. They rent a horse. Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah, I have heard of that.
Oh, it's
expensive, isn't it? She leases a horse for her daughter
to
compete.
Crazy.
And all they have to do is they have to go and clean out the stall and, you know, act like it's their stall, but it's not. And they lease a horse, but it's not their horse. That is crazy to me. But that's what you do when you live in the burbs, is you go out to these farms and you're like, yeah, see that one? That one's mine.
We literally, like right outside our neighborhood, is a horse rental place. They
really?
Have the stalls and everything. Yeah,
that's
and the
a brilliant and you can business
have,
plan.
You can have like 6-7 people that actually own the horse.
Oh, it's like a timeshare?
Horsey timeshare.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's very common in horse racing.
Really?
Yeah.
They have a timeshare on horses?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you know
I could own like 15% of this certain horse?
Did you also know that the major airlines lease their tires?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Tires. Why? Why wouldn't you just buy your tires?
That's what I thought. They lease their tires. Damn. And so did NASCAR.
Huh.
They lease them. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Maybe it's like rent to own.
Yeah.
We're getting
away from one of the greatest shows
sorry,
ever,
sorry,
according
sorry,
to Carson.
Sorry, Megan Markle.
You see him over here jumping around like, I got to say more about Markle.
Right.
I wish I had more to talk about, but I only saw one episode, so I can't wait to get
into
it today.
On the next one.
Are you going to watch one today?
I might watch all the rest of the 7.
Today?
Yeah, if I got time.
Maybe we do another update tomorrow.
All right, but just on one. Okay.
Yeah, let's just do one.
Okay, episode 2 tomorrow. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do it at 7:15 tomorrow.
Because between you doing that and me talking about Richards, what's her name again?
Oh, Denise Richards.
Denise. Whoa.
What?
You watch Housewives too, don't you? Join Carson at Tracks Friday night.
No, actually, that's not true about The Real Housewives. Every husband is forced to watch it. I'm not even kidding. Even Pete is on Jamie's Bravo Bunch.
See, that's the worst. He participates. He's like, hey, man, did you see that when she did that thing?
It's true. Oh, my God. My friends, all their husbands are forced to watch Real Housewives. And they hate it so much. If all of us go out or whatever, they're like, if I have to watch Southern Charm one more time. And I'm like, oh, my God, you watch it? He's like, I have to because it's a compromise. I have to watch that. So then she watches Full Swing with me. I'm like, okay. Mm. Yeah.
Some neighborhood. It's not like that in Littleton, Colorado.
Oh, that's right. You are. No.
We own that place.
Yeah,
house.
That's right.
Yeah, run that house.
Yeah.
Kingdom of Castle.
You don't even know how to turn on Netflix.
No, I don't. I don't watch Netflix.
It's just so weird to me.
Yeah. All right. Tomorrow at 7:15, Carson will give us episode 2.
Yeah, be here.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? There was a bunch of stuff that... hold on. That Kim Kardashian blow up doll thing. Man, it's getting a lot of
It's not that way though.
What would you call it?
It's an advertising prop in New York.
Has it been blown
60
up?
60 feet.
Has
long.
It been blown up?
No, you make it sound like it's something that Schmidl would order. Okay?
I would order that. It's a 60-foot inflatable doll.
It is a 60-foot inflatable doll.
Why wouldn't I order that? It's Kim Kardashian.
You can't get it through your front door.
I don't need it. I can put it in the backyard or something.
He'll just lay on one boob. It's the size of him.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm obviously not seeing it.
All right, so here's the thing, just so you know what we're talking about. Kim Kardashian put in front of, there's an installation in front of Times Square, in Times Square. It's a 60-foot blow-up of Kim Kardashian, so I call it a blow-up doll because
As a blow-up doll expert, that is a blow-up doll. Yeah, it's 60-foot blow-up doll.
You heard it here first. Yeah.
My apologies. I just don't live in that world.
Yeah, don't go against the expert.
Okay, I'm not the blow-up doll world, okay?
Anyway, but she doesn't go like this, No, she's just like, 60 feet of Kim Kardashian. She's in a little bitty bikini. It's because she's promoting Skims. Oh, my God. There is, and I know I've talked about this. There's a woman that orders Skims, and she tries to. Skims are, it's like Spanx. You put it on, and it just holds everything in, like super duper tight. Right, and this woman, she buys some Skims, and she tries to put it over her, and it rolls up into a little ball and goes around her fat and her stomach, and it's like somebody sucked in a hula hoop as tight as they could and cinched it in because it's all the fabric all rolled up, and she can't get out of it, and her husband has to come in with scissors, and he can't get under the between her skin and the nylon. He can't get it without like kind of cutting her, and so then he starts to take a razor blade and just cut at the top.
Oh my God.
And then he finally pulls it apart, and you should see her. It was like, poof.
I'm free.
Oh my God. Those things are tight. I think that it would like, I don't know, it could smash your liver or something.
It's like a roll of biscuits just popping open.
Yes. Yes. Exactly like that. Anyway.
When you hit them on the counter.
Yeah.
Boom. People are saying it's disgusting. It won't sell any bathing suits. It's ridiculous. It's narcissistic. Some people are saying run. Some people are saying that even the doll looks embarrassed. Yeah.
We're trying to get it for the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Exactly.
We want to put wheels on it and use it as a float.
As BJ said, we're all going to ride Kim.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool?
I wonder, I mean, what are they going to do with it? Well, she'll probably keep it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows? Shaun White is kicking off this really cool thing. It's a snow league. It's the first ever professional winter sports league. It's dedicated to snowboarding and free skiing, and it's going to kick off in Aspen, and it starts on Friday. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like golf. You know how like they do golf circuits? Well, they're doing this with snowboarding and skiing.
Yeah, they've got big prizes, too, they said.
$1.6 million.
How much? Wow.
$1.6 million.
I got to practice.
Well, you're not pro yet.
Yeah,
it's a pro series.
I've never been on a board.
You have it?
No. I know it's a shocker with my athletic ability.
It's painful when you catch an edge. Let me tell you. There's no time to put your hands down. You just walk. Oh, God. Yeah. So anyway, so this is kind of cool. It's kind of like set up like the golf leagues where they're going to go to different resorts and they're going to compete against each other. I will tell you, I've been seeing these amazing tricks. What they're doing now, they have four different kind of events, right? What they do is they come out of the chute, right? And at the peak of either the bowl or whatever they're going down, the half pipe, they hit, like one guy, he goes down on his hip. Somehow he lifts his body up off of his hip and then he does a flip. Not off of the board, but off of his hip. He throws a trick.
Well, that's crazy.
Is that so weird? So he comes out regularly snowboarding, right? Snowboarding. He goes down on his hip at the peak of the hill and then rotates and throws a total full thing.
I can do that.
Well, no, you fall down on your hip, but you fell down at 7-Eleven.
Next to the Slurpee machine.
He slipped on a Slurpee.
Floor was wet. I slipped on a Slurpee.
On the blue one. That's my favorite one. Although I will tell you, I got a Slurpee the other day.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed. It was a little runny.
No kidding.
Yeah, I left it at the counter.
They're hit or miss.
Yeah. I was like, oof. And I just left it on the counter. I was like,
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, they are. And you know what I can't figure out? How to put that lid on correctly because it always goes left and then right and left and right. I can't get a solid seal, and then so I can't fill up the dome.
It really needs to be redesigned.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It does.
Cannot get that damn dome on there. Yeah, it just won't stay.
Well, and the lids have got so cheap now that they're so thin that they virtually don't stay on at all.
Yep, that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what we're saying.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Well, I'm just saying, when you get on there,
it won't stay on.
That's why I said it went left and then it went right. Because it won't stay on.
You still have Meghan Markle on the brain, pal. That's what we're saying.
I can't fill up the dome, and so I feel ripped off.
Yeah.
And when it's runny, you certainly can't fill up the dome.
No.
Just runs down the sides.
Are you done?
Whoa, I was doing a whole Slurpee tutorial.
I know
it was
were.
My TED talk on Slurpees.
Just say it.
Yes, there you go, tablet trash.
All right, don't forget the St. Patrick's Day Parade. We're going to be there with beads.
Woo-hoo!
Our float is being built by Rinky Brothers over in Littleton. They
Thank
do an incredible
them.
Job.
Yep.
Pressure's on. We got to win again.
Right?
We got to win the best float again. All right, it's next Saturday, not this Saturday, the 15th downtown St. Patrick's Day Parade. Everybody knows about it. Jamie and I, Carson Spadil, will all be there with beads. Details coming up right now.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.